Oh, good evening. And it's actually a Monday evening, but it's a half-term Monday evening, and therefore I'm treating it as if it's bank holiday and just having the day off, being extremely chilled. I've laid with my feet up for an hour. You wouldn't believe what that does for your health. It's absolutely amazing. And so try it, you know, sometime when you're feeling shattered. And you can read a book or fiddle about on the internet, and an hour will pass in no time at all. Now, the last thing that I did wine-wise, if you remember, I purchased, a great consideration, I purchased this Wirra Wirra Church Block 2022. And believe it or not, I've still got half a bottle because I haven't had anything to eat that's suitable to go with red wine, and I've just been extremely shattered from my work. So what I've decided to do today, I'm going to play the piano a good bit and I'm going to study some serious chess stuff, but I'm just going to pour a glass of wine, and I'm going to pour a similar wine, right, so that I can just compare them. And then I'm going to have some lamb and leeks, which is just, you know, I just love lamb and leeks, okay? And I think that will go really well. So the Wirra Wirra Church Block was McLaren Vale, and it was 14.5%, but it was very specific. Sauvignon, Cabernet Sauvignon's 51%, Shiraz 42%, and Merlot 7%, okay? And I had spent a great deal of time, about 15 minutes, choosing it out of all the wines I could buy in Sainsbury's. It was on offer £2, but it was still £13.75. And at the end of it, I didn't really feel like I was drinking more than, at the best, an £8 wine. So what I next decided to do was, it's no good sort of going over the radar and thinking you're going to find a better wine just because you paid £16, right? Because wine prices seem to have doubled in about 7 years, or indeed 2 years. Or less. So I went out, I bought three wines. I'll just tell you shortly what they were. They were all around £6, right? Sainsbury's House Taller Rioja, 13.5%. Co-op Fair Trade Bernarda Malbec, 12.5%. I'll do a photo of those so you can see what they are. And then this Asda Beefsteak Club Shiraz Life and Liberty. And all of them were around £6. Not one of them has gone up in price since before Christmas, right? And that's like, you know, 2 months or whatever. So I just personally think, why spend out £16 on a pretty substandard wine when, you know, you can still get some reasonable drinking wines for around £6 in British shops. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to guide you through this Beefsteak Shiraz, which is 12.5%. It's 2022 and it's South Australia, okay? And then basically I'm taking a bit of a break from red wine for some time because I'm totally dissatisfied with the selection in British shops and the prices. The prices are just mental, right? I mean, you know, the Wirra Wirra, nearly £16. Honestly, what the heck? Do you know what I mean? So I'm just going to try out the Beefsteak right now, and then I'm going to see if there's any life left in the Wirra Wirra. And then I'm going to sort of share with you my strategy for wine over the next few weeks. So let me just take a quick photograph. I'll just take a quick photograph of this one in the bottle. There we go, that's quite good. Right, let's see how this one works. So this is the series that I'm doing at the present, in early 2026, is less about the wines than it's about the concept of wine purchasing you know, in 2026, essentially, with the mad, mad price hikes from the supermarkets. So this is my Bordeaux Merlot Masterclass glass, and this is Beefsteak Club Shiraz Life and Liberty. So there's no Merlot on it. And so let's see how this is doing. I mean, obviously, with a name like that, Beefsteak, you might not want to try it with lamb, but. So it's giving me the nose of a nice rounded Shiraz, probably a bit of licorice and some pepper spice. Absolutely vibrant raspberry colour. Very, very nice. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous wine. I haven't had this one since before Christmas. Honestly, you know, £6.32 it is in Asda. You could continue drinking that wine and never drink another one. It's absolutely splendid. And for a couple of really good contrasts, which I will try over the next few weeks, the Co-op Fairtrade Bernarda Malbec, I paid £6.15. And the Sainsbury's House Taller Rioja, I paid £6.25. And I think all of those are going to be just as good. If the most full-bodied of the three is the Bernarda Malbec, right? But this is a superb red meat wine. Fantastic. Really lovely. Very, very fruity, but not in the least bit jammy. You know, all the best fruits. I mean, there's a good bit of cranberry tartness in there as well. A lot of plum and raspberry. There's not really your big dark fruits. It's very centralised, nice red fruits. That is sheer drinking pleasure. I really, really do dig that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pour a little bit of the Wirra Wirra into the universal glass. And just see if it's still drinkable. There's no reason why it shouldn't be, because, you know, the weather is pretty cold still. So right, so colour wise this is much more a port colour, and the other one in fact is tending towards a red brown, because it is 2022, which is pretty impressive. But again, the church block is 2022, but it's giving me very vibrant new almost neon pink red, you know. Just smells kind of alcoholic, but nothing much. I mean, obviously, it's got more depth and texture in the sense that it's three grapes. And I'm getting a ton of blackcurrant out of it, but it's not a very well-balanced wine, or it's not very interesting. It's definitely worth buying and trying, I think, because you need to see what you're getting at the different price ranges. And it's perfectly drinkable foodie wine. But I'm thinking if you tried that one and this one together, so you've spent £16 and £6, I think you'll see what I'm getting at. It's a waste of money to throw the other £10 away. You know, throw it away if you want, be my guest. But yeah, it's fine. I mean, it tastes pretty much the same as it did on the day I opened it. So that's okay. But, I mean, I can't see where the £10's going. Do you know what I mean? It's just going in the taxman's pocket as far as I can see. So, chin chin. Do as I do. Try a £16 wine. Try a £6 wine. See what you think. And just hang in here, because over the next few weeks, I'm going to give you the best of the £6, what I call under-the-radar wines. How they managed to pack so much value into a bottle for that price, I don't know. But it does ask the question, why aren't all wines the same price? I mean, that's a big question. Why are not all wines the same price? Because these three red wines that I've got, well, I can't fault them. I can't see why any other wine is any more expensive. Right, until we're going into the top Rhone Village and the top Bordeaux, you know, Clarets, where supply and demand don't tally up, most wines are just available on a tap, you know. If they could do these three wines at £6, you're pretty sure you could do all wines at £6 if you wanted to. They just don't want to, do they? But the fact of the matter is, you're not getting anything else for your £10. Yeah? So, you know, bear that in mind. Keep with me. I will, you know, I'm not going to be drinking a lot of red wine at the moment. Not until past Easter when I can tap into my own wine cellar. I'm actually just down to drinking a third of a bottle at a time. And I will have some beer. You know, I'll have like a beer while I'm cooking, and then I'll have the red wine with a meal. But, you know, I'm doing quite a lot of fasting up till Easter. It's nothing to do with Lent. It's just that my health is, you know, it's not great, and I think I need to sort myself out a bit. So there you go. There's some ideas. But, you know, bear in mind, top club wine reviewer, that's what I'm doing. I've gone down to 250ml of wine with a meal, three times a week max, and some weeks I will do white wine instead. So I'll do white or red, whereas previously I've been doing easily two bottles of red wine and two bottles of white wine or rosé every week for years. And I've gone down to one bottle of wine over a week. That is incredible. In fact, there's a couple of weeks coming up in early March where my intention is to just have one bottle of wine over 2 weeks, because I'm completely disenfranchised, disenchanted, and appalled by what's happened in the wine trade. You know, all the prices have gone up, the wine's getting worse, and I can still find at least three decent wines. And there's a Côte de Rhône you could buy in Tesco's for like £5.30. Right, that was good as well. So there's four wines for an average of around £6. Perfectly drinkable, excellent table wines. Why the hell is the rest of it costing so much money? You know, I'm completely rethinking my wine strategy altogether. And probably what's going to happen is I'm going to just occasionally purchase a case of 12 en primeur from France. The rest of my wine drinking will be what I can source at individual vineyards around Britain, because I'm completely cheesed off, totally cheesed off. We've been ripped off by HM Customs and the wine clubs and the supermarkets, and I don't find it even slightly amusing.